me. Circumcision. 11 minutes to 5. Let's talk to Alison Etheridge. Alison is an entrepreneur who went to school in Beaconsfield. She's gone back to the school, that's the Highmark School, where she's been honoured with a purple plaque after winning Innovate UK's Women in Innovation Awards, a big prestige thing. Her big idea involved a data modelling tool to analyse the flow of female engineers, including their journey from education to a professional role. Alison, welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Rob. Pleasure to meet you.
And you, Alison. So, you won a Women in Innovation Award, which is a big thing. Well done. Congratulations. For those that don't know, what are they?
So, the Women in Innovation Awards celebrate female entrepreneurs from across the UK who've got exciting, innovative ideas and ambitious plans that will help to inspire other women. And this is about creating role models, particularly for girls and for female innovators in the UK.
Amazing. And just about this data modelling tool is specifically about female engineers.
Yeah, correct. So Stratagems, which is the software that we designed, brings together data around workforces and workplaces globally. But actually what the grant enabled us to do was to look at that data and say, how does that data split by gender? So where are the women in the world? And then we were able to look specifically at engineering, female engineers in the UK, and to figure out where they have come from and where they enter the workforce and where they exit the workforce. And that's really important because it means that employers can start to put in place initiatives to try and retain or hire or attract more female engineers, thus creating more female role models.
And no one can have an argument with that because that's exactly what we need. I think my people might be already surprised, Alison, by the sheer scale of this, because there are plenty of very successful, top-draw women engineers, and they should all be applauded.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. So I've been lucky enough to be back at Highmarch today and talking about role models in particular. And we did run a series of workshops, but particularly around women involved in jobs in space. And we were talking about the first women to be in space, but we also talked about Margaret Hamilton. And Margaret Hamilton is the lady who wrote the code that enabled the Apollo mission to happen. And so Neil Armstrong wouldn't have set foot on the moon if it hadn't been for the code that Margaret Hamilton created. I just think that's such a powerful message for girls to
hear. It certainly is. I've got to ask you, though, what was it like going back to your old school? I mean, they had a purple plaque for you.
So the purple plaque was brilliant because actually, yeah, if the girls walk past the purple plaque on the front of the building and say, I can be anything I want to be every time they walk past that, then that's okay. That's a really good thing. It's a long time. I'm 48, so it's a long time since I was.
I was going to say, but maybe late 20s, maybe. And I would never have read that at 48.
Bless you, you haven't seen the photo. But actually, it's really interesting because for me, where were my dreams, ambitions and goals shaped? They were shaped in primary school and they were shaped in this school. And so coming back here was more emotional than I thought it would be. But really, you know, the importance of teachers and schools in building the confidence in all kids, right? But particularly in girls to say, I can be anything I want to be. It was really exciting to be a part of that. Really, really cool.
Would you have become the woman you are, Alison, without the school?
No. And I talked a lot about that. So the school and my parents, and parents have got a really important role to play in this, was, you know, I'm incredibly grateful that my upbringing and education gave me the confidence to say it's okay to try anything. And it's okay to fail, and it's absolutely, you can be anything that you want to be. And it's only in later life that I've begun to realise how rare that is. And so as a parent, if I can get my little girl to dream that she can be anything that she wants to be and to achieve it, and if the schools that she goes to enable her to do that in the way that Highmarch did for me, that's a stonking result.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I think your school's probably ahead of the curve, not to denigrate any schools, but things have changed in the last three or four decades. I mean, I'd like to think that schools today, whoever you are, whatever your background, whatever your the breakdown of your genetic or human breakdown, the option is, if you want to do something, you can. That wasn't always the case.
No, it hasn't always been the case. But I think, and actually it hasn't been always the case across education and across business. And that's the reason that Innovate UK launched the Women in Innovation Programme in 2016. An amazing lady called Emily Knott, who recognised that actually the number of women applying for Innovate UK funding, so applying for funding on research and development, was really low. And it's increased 70% to date since its inception, because we're giving women a platform to be able to come through, and it's a level playing field to compete. So things are changing. They're changing as a result of education. They're changing as a result of Innovate UK. They're changing because of platforms like Stratagems, which make it a data-led conversation. But also, they're changing really because of the pandemic, and the way that people look at the workforce is completely different to how they looked at it even 2 years ago.
Alison, great pleasure to talk to you. Many congratulations on the award, but also on getting the purple plaque and having a very good day back at school. I can imagine how emotional you were, but thank you. Great pleasure talking to you, Alison. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Rob.
Pleasure. Alison Ettridge, entrepreneur who went back to her school in Beaconsfield, the High March School. Always something when you can go back and they remember who you are, and they even give you a plaque to commemorate the work you've done. That is nice.